Yes. Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. I would like to start today's class with the Srila Prabhupada's quote, 31st October. When pregnancy fails, it is due to the weakness of male partner generally. Similarly, if you are full with Krishna vitality, then wherever we go, the audience will be impregnated with Krishna consciousness. Letter to Sattva Rupa, October 31st, 1969. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today we have Ram Girdhari Prabhu, but then we will. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 5, 37 to 43, Prabhuji, verses, sir. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद So, we are reading from text 37 onwards from Madhya Kanda, chapter 5. Nityananda Prakashite Prabhu Vishwambara Balarama Bhave Ute Kattara Uparam. In order to reveal the glories of Nityananda, Lord Vishwambara became absorbed in the mood of Balarama and sat on the throne. Mahamatta Haila Prabhu Balarama Bhave Madana Madana Bhali Dhanadakhe. The Lord became intoxicated by the mood of Balarama and repeatedly demanded, bring wine, bring wine. Nityananda Pratibhale Shri Gaura Sundaram Hata Deha More Hala Mushala Satvaram. Sri Gaurasundara said to Nityananda, quickly give me your plow and club. Paiya Prabhu Rajya Prabhu Nityananda Tare Dhila Kara Pati Laila Gaura Chandra. Being instructed by the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu put those items in the hands of Gaura Chandra, who accepted them. Kara Deka Keha Ara Kichu Nai Deke Some persons saw nothing other than their hands, while others directly saw the plow and the club. Yare kripa kare sei takure se jane dekile o shakti nahi kahi te katane. Only one who is favored by the Lord can know him. Others, even if they see, they cannot explain. E bada niguda kata keha matra jane Nityananda vyakta sei sarva janastane. This topic is most confidential and known only to those few persons who know the glories of Nityananda. Om Ajnana Timirandasyam Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namaham Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedantam Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityanandam శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త బృందం. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సారీ దట్ యు నో ఐ హావ్ టు లాగ్ ఇన్ బిట్ లేట్, సో ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు డిస్కస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇన్ ద మంత్ ఆఫ్ కార్తిక్ ద అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ వైష్ణవాస్. ఎస్పెషలీ దీస్ మోస్ట్ కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ అండ్ సంథింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ స్పెషల్ అండ్ యూనీక్ ఫర్ గౌడీయ వైష్ణవాస్. Such an opportunity to churn this nectar is very rare. To understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, is the most rarest and a unique opportunity. Many people in this world don't understand about the Lord, about Krishna, about God. The civilization is heading towards godless society. And those who even believe in the, you know, Almighty or God, they don't have understanding about the form and the pastimes of the Lord. And so much version, so many different interpretations. Even if somebody comes to understand Krishna being the supreme personality of Godhead, don't understand the glories of Srimati Radharani. Even such rare souls who understand or at least try to comprehend the glories of Srimati Radharani seldom understand who is Sri Chaitanya. But here, one other perspective is, even many of the associates who happen to be knowing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu need Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reveal who Nityananda Prabhu is. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is definitely doing the necessary build-up so that Mahaprabhu is having a wonderful companion and somebody who can spearhead along with him the Sankirtan mission. Whilst Nityananda Prabhu was waiting for Mahaprabhu's darshan and Mahaprabhu's instruction to take up the missionary mode, Mahaprabhu also was equally waiting for Nityananda Prabhu to join the party. It is a very important Vaishnava culture that we learn to introduce Vaishnavas, learn to introduce great personalities, learn to introduce the process of Krishna consciousness in a manner that is best befitting. We have several times seen so much of formality being done, so much of superficiality in the Vedic mantras. In fact, There are several verses in Srimad Bhagavatam which tells the shortcomings of Vedas. In different prayers, these shortcomings of Vedas not able to explain the glories of the Supreme Lord is very nicely defined and explained. Because if by studying all the Vedas, if one doesn't come to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Shramayavahi Kevalam Dharmasya Anustita Pumsa Visvakshena Katasya Tatatpada Yatiratim Shramayavahi Kevalam. And even after studying, even after knowing, even after being exposed to Vaishnava Acharya literatures, will that knowledge be enough for us to be able to get access to the transcendental rasa, transcendental mellow of this sweet Krishna consciousness? The answer is no. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction in one of the purports that only Krishna, when he decides to reveal himself and bestow us with the benediction of Krishna Prema, can one be able to understand the Krishna consciousness and the rasas underlying that. One cannot dictate, one cannot claim just because one has performed certain austerities and certain practices. That is why in one of the six characteristic features of pure devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, the fourth one, the fourth characteristics of the pure devotional service, out of the six, he says, it is rarely achieved. And the sixth one, he says, that this pure devotional service is the only way by which Krishna is attracted. So he's telling both things. He says, devotional service, the Supreme Lord attracts Krishna, but it is rarely achieved. And here, we are able to access to that most confidential aspect of Krishna's pastimes. And how this is possible? This is possible because of the blessings of the Supreme Lord through our Vaishnava Acharyas. I would like to read a purport from 10th canto, 14th chapter, shloka number 29, for which actually the purport Prabhupada has given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 6th chapter, shloka number 28. Sorry, shloka number 84. Atapite deva padam bujadvaya prasada leshanu grihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. I'll just read the purport. The above verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.29. Brahma Samhita states, Vedesh Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the ultimate goal of knowledge, Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedyaha. One who is not a pure devotee and who is not engaged in the service of the Lord cannot understand him. Lord Brahma therefore confirms this. Actually, this is the prayer which Brahma is offering after his realization, after he realized that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedeshu Durlabham, it is very difficult to understand the Supreme Lord simply through one's studies. Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav, however, is very easy for the devotees to capture the Lord. The Lord is known as Ajita, unconquerable. No one can conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord consents to be conquered by his devotees. That is his nature. As stated in the Padma Purana, Atasri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyaihi Sevon Mukehi Jihvadav Swayam Yevas Puratyataha. By being pleased by devotional activities, the Lord reveals himself to his devotees. That is the way to understand him. The verse from Srimad Bhagavatam quoted was originally spoken by Lord Brahma when he was defeated by Lord Krishna. Lord Brahma had stolen all the calves and cowherd boys in order to test Krishna's power. Lord Brahma admitted that his own extraordinary powers within the universe were not in the least comparable to the unlimited powers of Lord Krishna. If Lord Brahma can make mistake in understanding Krishna, what to speak of ordinary persons who either misunderstand Krishna or falsely present so-called incarnation of Krishna for their own sense gratification. So Srila Prabhupada is very emphatic in presenting this Krishna conscious process. In the introduction to Bhagavad Gita also, Srila Prabhupada has written that the purpose of one more version of Bhagavad Gita is that no one has ever so far produced as it was spoken between Krishna and Arjuna, as Krishna has explained. So Prabhupada writes, and Prabhupada emphatically declares, boldly declares and challenges and presents that this version of Bhagavad Gita is presented with utmost sincerity and purity in purpose, that the readers will be able to definitely be able to transform their consciousness, their understanding, their life. So this current context where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is assuming the role of Nityananda Prabhu to present the whole world, to present to his own associates for whom Nityananda Prabhu is a new guest in their assembly, it is very confidential, very important. As usual, we will turn few reflections and try to take home some lessons for ourselves. The very first lesson, the very first reflection, as it is explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur, that as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Nityananda Prabhu to give his plow, to give his club, and Nityananda Prabhu is giving. So that actual exchange, actual transaction is happening. But to the naked eyes of so many people, barring few, it is like they are just, having empty hands, just kind of a empty hand gesture is only going on. So Krishna time and again mentions that he will reveal only those that we can assimilate, that we are qualified, that we deserve to see. But by the blessings of Krishna's dear devotees, by the blessings of extraordinary blessings of Krishna's dear devotees, that which even Krishna even cannot or doesn't want to reveal is possible. Krishna will definitely try to help us once, twice, thrice. And then he will say, I am available. You come and ask me, I will help you. And he will keep quiet. He has definitely made himself available by sitting with us as Paramatma and telling that I am ready to help you. But come and ask for help. But Vaishnavas are not like that. Vaishnavas are barging in our lives and say, hey, Murk, why are you not understanding the secret? Please come forward. I have got secret. I have got the experience. I have got the results. I have got the solution to all the problems. Imana durmati samsara bitare odiya achinu vami tavani jajanam kona mahajane pataya dhile tumi doya kori more patita dekhiya kohilo amare giya ohe dina jana suna balokota. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very nicely explaining that kona mahajan, some great mahajan, some great soul picked me up, worked on me, even though I was a completely, hopeless person. He gave me life and he gave this wonderful science of Krishna consciousness and dragged me into this path. So my first reflection is that that which even Krishna is very restrictive in giving access, Guru and Gauranga. Gauranga Mahaprabhu as a Bhakta avatar is coming and revealing it to us. To those who have no access to Vedas, to those who don't believe in God, to those who have been roaming around recklessly, to those who have been debauchees, he's picking them up, giving them holy name, and eventually transforming them to Mahatmas, Narottamas. So hence Krishna consciousness is something that has to be revealed. So my first reflection is Vaishnavas are, if I can say this, are more merciful than Krishna in some scenarios, in the sense that Vaishnavas, because of their kindness, they give us Krishna. They give us knowledge about Krishna. Again, by Krishna's mercy only. Several times we have discussed this example that when Prithu Maharaj performed his fire sacrifice and pleased Brahma, he was blessed to get darshan of Lord Vishnu. When Lord Vishnu got pleased, he got the blessings of seeing Sanat Kumaras. And when he got the blessings of seeing Sanat Kumaras, Sanat Kumaras gave Divya Gyan, which in turn became a very important instructive lesson for the Prajas of Prithu Maharaj. So this science is very nice. You please a Vaishnava to get Krishna, and you please Krishna to get another Vaishnava, and Vaishnava gives you the process by which we can go back home, back to Godhead. So even though this episode was happening, only those who were qualified could see. So we are able to see or at least hear about it because we are chosen by Srila Prabhupada. We are chosen by Srila Prabhupada's dearest servants. That's the only qualification. Another qualification, if I can add, is that Mahaprabhu's choice of candidates are Patita. He doesn't go and pick and choose scholarly qualified people. He picks up Patita and take them through this process and make them Narottamas, and he proves his product. Yeah? The best salesman. He's establishing, look at this process of Krishna consciousness. Completely Gaya Gujra, useless Vyakti, could also be, made a Narottama, Jagai and Madai. And so many of us in Kali Yuga. So many of us. Jogyata vichare kichu nahi bhai tomara karuna shara karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya prana naragi povara. Jogyata vichare. If you analyze what qualifications we have, Ichu nahi bhai, Omara Karuna Shara. Just by your blessings, I'm surviving. So this is my first reflection, and many times you have said this reflection, but in this context, it is once again established with the help of the entire Guru Varga. We have access to this confidential subject matter. But the caveat I want to say is this confidential subject matter, which is actually revealed by our acharyas to us, which as on today we are theoretically discussing, we will be able to relish them when we actually serve them and follow in their footsteps without any strings attached. So we are definitely there. But to get really to that mellow, to that transcendental ecstasy, we still need to wither away, give away few more extra baggages. We have come this far with their mercy. I'm sure if we stay put, we will get further more. The point is, we have come to do Shravanam. But then we have something more than Shravanam is expected of us, which takes me to the second reflection about five ways of acquiring knowledge. It is very, very important to understand that we are all highly impersonal people. Highly impersonal, meaning that all through our life we have been dealing only with the matters or self-centered. Either we are engrossed in Vishaya, worldly matters, Gramya Katha, or we are self-centered. In the process, what has happened is, for us, everything is impersonal. Today, what we are discussing in terms of Mahaprabhu dealing, behaving, showing the confidential leelas, revealing how Nityananda Prabhu's Balaram Tattva. Whilst we are speaking about it, I'm not into it. I'm just speaking technically, theoretically, but still hoping that with the blessings of all of the assembled Vaishnavas, one day we will be able to relish. So we are there, but we need to, churn something more, wither something, from ourselves. So the five stages or the five ways of acquiring knowledge is something to be studied at this point in time. In general, currently in Kali Yuga, the way people believe the best and important and the bona fide way of gaining knowledge is pratyaksha. They think that by just seeing is believing. I will just, what I see is what I believe. So pratyaksha vada has become a way of life, or people who are starting to, you know, accept that which is seen, that I can see, that I can perceive. But we know that pratyaksha way of knowledge is incomplete. It can misdirect us. It can actually take us to a wrong conclusion. Though it is considered as one of the pramana, in fact, in the six systems of Vedic philosophy, there are several other scholars have used pratyaksha and anumana as a pramana. We also accept pratyaksha pramana not as the primary pramana. We accept pratyaksha pramana as a secondary pramana, but our pramana is something else. So hence, pratyaksha is one way of acquiring knowledge. But in this scenario, everybody is seeing pratyaksha. They are seeing the scene, but not everybody is seeing what is happening. So that way it is established that pratyaksha is incomplete. So there's a second way, is paroksha. Paroksha meaning that I try to see things based on Acharya's descriptions. I have not realized them, but I have understood that I need to surrender to an Acharya. So receiving and understanding knowledge from higher authorities who know more than us. Like currently I am speaking something from Chaitanya Bhagavata. If you ask me, I am speaking based on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's, several other Vaishnava Acharyas, you know, vision, their perspective, Vrindavan Das Thakura's perspective. If I have seen, if I have realized, if I have experienced, no. So paroksha is, I am seeing through the eyes of Acharyas. Having some Shraddha in the words of Acharyas, and I am trying to follow them. Which is considered as better than Pratyaksha, because at least I am not self-assuming. I am somewhere or other obedient in this process. So as we keep hearing and abiding by the words of Vaishnava Acharyas, they get to gain knowledge in one step further. It's called aparoksha. What is aparoksha? Aparoksha state of knowledge is, we receive the knowledge, we apply our senses to those teachings, and we gradually get some understanding and some realization. Some of us are in this, you know, stages. It is not that I simply, whatever he said, I just kept on nodding my head. No, no, I heard. I am applying it to my senses. I am putting it in action. I am seeing the result of it. With conviction, I am saying, yes, holy name is the most sublime process. So when Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartum Avyayam, that Pratyaksha that Krishna is referring in 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is सेल्फ एक्सपीरियंसेबल प्रत्यक्षा विच इज एक्चुअली अपरोक्ष, विच मीन्स आई एम पर्सनली एबल टू सुसुकम, आई एम एबल टू एक्सपीरियंस, आई एम एबल टू एंजॉय. I don't need a borrowed, I don't need a, you know, nobody else need to kind of, you know, tell me this, because I have experienced this. What it means to be in the association of devotees, what it means to be staying in Dham, what it means to be relishing Krishna Prasadam, what it means to be ecstasy of dancing in the Kirtan, what it means to be hearing Krishna Katha from a bona fide spiritual authority, what it means to be nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are all some things that we have experienced according to our understanding. So aparoksha is a little longer stage, because as much as our senses, as much as our intelligence, as much as we are showing seriousness to this process, we are gaining experience and we are seeing things with those experience. When we keep doing that, when we keep doing that, we come to the fourth stage of gaining knowledge, which is called adokshaja. Adaha means suppressing all sense gratificatory elements. Adokshaja means revealed knowledge which is beyond my mental, sensual and superficial interpretation. No tinge of any of those things. Which means I am completely getting transported to a stage of pure devotee. So adokshaja stage is a stage where we are able to see things as Guru Sadhu Shastras would want us to see. So technically, that's when jnaninas tattva darshina, they are able to see the truth as they are. They are able to differentiate between illusion and reality. It's a very wonderful stage, and Prabhupada, you know, promises, Prabhupada established that this Krishna consciousness movement will definitely take us to that stage. Bhaktivedanta purports will definitely take us to that stage, wherein we will be able to see the truth. We will be able to see that we are not seeing today, and we will stop seeing that we are seeing today. Which means all the sense gratificatory things that are attractive for us, which we are seeing this as mine, for me, that propensity will change and we'll get into a propensity of seeing them in connection with Krishna. And the final stage beyond adokshaja, which is considered as the topmost, the stage of samadhi, is called aprakrita. Aprakrita is also called as divya pratyaksha. Aprakrita is also a stage where in our heart we are always dwelling on Krishna Leela. This is the stage we can't achieve. This is the stage Krishna will provide. Which means, when we come to the stage of adokshaja, and when we are able to demonstrate our consistency and our sincerity and our loyalty to this process of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna handpicks some candidate, and in their heart, he performs Leela. Which means the person who is able to dwell in Krishna Leela, which means he is understanding the essence of spiritual life, where Krishna performs his pastimes, reveals his pastimes, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and so many other great acharyas. When they go to a pastime place, they are able to see the pastimes happening and they are writing. The pastimes are happening right in front of them. So this is my second reflection, where once we have been blessed by a Vaishnava, where we have got theoretical understanding. I may have Bhakti Shastri degree. I may have been in Krishna consciousness process for several years. But unless and otherwise I go through and slowly, slowly wither away these extra feathers and come to the stage of Adokshaja, I still can't see things as they are. That is why there is a difference between a person who is an atheist, a person who is a theist, a person who is a sadhaka, a person who is a shraddhalu bhakta, a person who is called shuddha bhakta. A vaishnava mukodgirnam bhutam harikathamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpa uchishta yatapayaha. As of now, how many people are speaking Bhagavad Gita classes? So many people are giving Bhagavad Gita classes. So many people are conducting spiritual classes. What is the outcome? But so many of us, like person like me, who do not have proper spiritual understanding, but still just repeating what Srila Prabhupada has said, just repeating what our Vaishnava Acharyas have given. At least there are 15-20 people sitting and listening. Not once, not twice, they are giving this opportunity of, you know, giving this service quite regularly so that, you know, I have some hopes eventually to learn something. Just because we are being loyal to Srila Prabhupada, that is extremely important that we understand this science for us to see the truth, for us to see the reality. It is called Krishna consciousness, means open secret. Typically in, you know, in competitive exams, in some of the competitive exams nowadays, they have this open book exams. I'm not sure how many of you have been through. I have been. In my MS program, we had a open book exam as well as closed book. Open book used to be more tougher than closed book. Even though you know which chapters are where, for you to, you know, figure out, interpret, and eventually get into the context, you need to have some extra help, extra endeavor required. So my second reflection is about from our pratyaksha way of learning, you need to come to the lay of come to the lay, you know, stage of adokshaja, stage of learning, and wait for Krishna's mercy to be bestowed upon us so that we are able to get to the stage of aprakrita. That is the stage of Goswamis. And Prabhupada has set that as a target for all of us. So I can't become Goswami alone, but I can work on myself to come to a particular stage, of course, along with the help of all the Vaishnavas. But after coming to that stage, I have to wait for Krishna to choose me. And don't think that Krishna is going to screen and reject people. Krishna is waiting for more and more Goswamis. If you are ready, Krishna will sanction. He will not have no waiting period, no lottery system. Krishna will immediately pick up. Because he wants all of us to be the speakers of truth so that we can win more and more souls, more and more lost children, and win back to Krishna. The third aspect that I want to present is about what is the effect of such knowledge? What is the effect of, you know, knowing that these all things that we know? There is a very wonderful purport the disciples of Prabhupada has given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same verse that I am speaking about. I'll just read that purport, 10, 14, 29 from Bhagavatam. Previously I read for that verse from, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 6.84. But now I'll read it from Srimad Bhagavatam. Very wonderful, you know, two lines they have written. Lord Krishna is very eager to bestow his mercy upon the conditioned living beings who are uselessly struggling with the Lord's illusory energy Maya. Lord Krishna is eager. What is conditioned soul doing? The conditioned soul struggles for happiness through sense gratification and for knowledge through mental speculation. So sense gratification for happiness and mental speculation for knowledge. That is the way of life for us, for conditioned soul. Manuvar kahani banate rehna. Keep cooking up stories. And called as mythology. So many rascal, artists have come and cooking up this whole Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Krishna Leela, Rama Leela in their modern ideologies. It's so much of aberrations, so much of nonsenses, portraying the Krishna Leela and Rama Leela in the Mahabharata in a very, precarious manner. So we have a very important duty to present Krishna consciousness as they are. So conditioned soul's way of life is sense gratification for happiness, mental speculation for knowledge. Both processes ultimately bring him to a morose and hopeless condition. We know that. We have experience of that. If the conditioned soul surrenders to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and thus acquires even a trace of his causeless mercy, the whole situation is changed and the living entity can begin his real life of bliss and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. Very profound. What is this acquiring a trace of causeless mercy of Krishna? Trace of causeless mercy of Krishna means somehow or other clasp the lotus feet of those who have clasped the lotus feet of those who in turn have clasped the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Premalatikara Moola. The entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being Bhaktavatar, time and again he has established this fact about Sadhu Sangha, Vaishnava Seva. Few days before, there was GBC meetings in Pune. And His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was asked to give an opening remark about the importance of Vaishnava cooperation. Maharaj spoke for 10 minutes, but he spoke some very, very, very wonderful, profound set of points. He said, what sustains our Krishna consciousness is this Vaishnava culture. And that is a process by which we can get the causeless mercy of the Lord. Because Krishna's mercy is limited in the sense he will reciprocate proportionate to how we are responding to him. God will help those who help themselves. Yayata mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. The moment we surrender, he gives profusely. If we surrender further, he gives profusely. So in that sense, the moment we show eagerness, he doesn't show nakra. He doesn't show any sorts of any quotients. But he waits for us to say surrender. In case of Draupadi, he made her to surrender completely. But in case of his dear devotees, what surrender did Mrigari do? For him to be the recipient of Narada Muni. He didn't do any surrender. Mrigari just accepted what Narada Muni said. He didn't say, oh my dear Gurudev, you are Gurudev, oh Sri Guru Charana Padma. He didn't do any of those things. It was Narada Muni's kindness. What surrender did Dhruva Maharaj do before he met Narada Muni? Narada Muni searched for Dhruva Maharaj and came. So the beauty is, Krishna actually have deputed Vaishnavas to deliver what is needed for us. And once we become part of that Vaishnava league, Krishna will use us for that same service to deliver souls. So we have a long way to go. Wonderful project for life after life. So it doesn't matter whether we come back to this material world or we go back home, back to Godhead. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, so long as wherever Vaishnavas are there, wherever Hari Katha is there, wherever Krishna consciousness activities are going on, Sevon Mukegi Jitvadav Swayam Yeva Spuradyataha Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grahyam Indiyam. So pure devotional service, Krishna Gulam. Krishna is surrendered to such a person. And the beginning is very easy. Very slightest trace of his cost of mercy can do this. Sidelong glance of the Lord. One mutti chevda. All the Lakshmis are already falling at Krishna's feet. Please don't do anything further. We will have to go and, you know, permanently live there if you do more. For what you have done, they are already indebted to him for, you know, so much. So my third reflection hence is that by gaining this knowledge, gaining access to this wonderful science of Krishna consciousness, the resultant action in our life should be that we have to deal with Krishna, Krishna's devotees, Krishna consciousness activities with absolute personalism. We are still, if you introspect, we are very highly impersonal, I would say, devotees at times. What to speak of outside world, let us leave them aside for now. As devotees, we are still impersonal. Our dealings with each other are impersonal. Our dealings with Vaishnava literatures are impersonal. Our dealings with other Vaishnavas, dealings with our services are impersonal. And as a impersonal, we are either doing it as a duty, we are either doing it out of fear, we are either doing it out of formality, we are either doing it because it is as an obligation. But we need to learn to do it out of love. We need to do it out of, you know, absolute surrender and nothing in return to expect. We are still having so much of expectations back. I was just giving a class last 3 days in different forums, and we have been discussing this point, how impersonal we are. When we stand in front of the Lord, I'm not sure about you, but I've seen people, and in fact, sometimes I've also done this. We close our eyes. We are standing in front of the Lord. We are supposed to praise Him, take His darshan, look at His beauty. But we close our eyes so that we can focusly ask for what we want to ask. Ye deo, wo deo, solve this, solve that. The only way by which we can develop personalism, the only way by which we can become close to the Lord is by seeing Him and hearing about Him from a bona fide source. Seeing Him, taking His darshan and hearing from a bona fide source. In fact, we will become so personal that everything associated with Krishna, we will be able to see Krishna. All the gopis in Vrindavan, they are going and talking to trees, birds, and so many things. Anything blackish blue, Srimati Radharani will go and think as Madhava. She's gone, she'll go crazy. In Venu Gita description, they are going and discussing this bamboo. The bamboo trees are thinking, oh, my son has done such great pious activity that now he has become a flute in the hands of Krishna. So that is the height of personalism. We always say that we are supposed to use things to love people. But the precarious condition is we are using people to love things. Sorry to say that, even amongst devotees, life. So one of the important things that as an outcome of all this experience is supposed to be me being personal. Krishna consciousness is a emotional, personal, sentimental agenda, and definitely with an underlying scientific understanding, not just superficial, not just some sort of a dream world. It's a real with scientific basis, but absolutely from the heart, absolutely with full emotions. Krishna wants him to be loved, not Krishna wants him to be understood. We cannot understand Krishna. Anybody tries to understand Krishna, they will fail. We can only love Krishna. We start loving Krishna, then Krishna will reciprocate with so much of love. So much of love. That this human form of life will really become meaningful. And as I said, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned, as many lives as we may need to take, it doesn't matter. So long as we can love the Supreme Lord in the assembly of Vaishnavas. So in this current context where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing, performing some pastimes of becoming Balarama. In Krishna Leela, Balaram tried to become Krishna. I guess last class I mentioned that. Balaram one day went to Krishna and told Krishna that I will one day try to become you. Give me your peacock feather, give me your flute. And he dressed himself like Krishna and started to play with the boys as if Krishna would play. And let Krishna take rest. Krishna was at home or maybe elsewhere. Keshi demon, on behalf of Kamsa, came to Vrindavana with a description. Anyone who is having peacock feather and flute, that is Krishna, kill that boy. The Keshi demon came and saw amongst the boys, Balaram was having peacock feather and flute. Keshi demon gave a powerful kick to Balaram, who was dressed as Krishna, thinking that he is Krishna. Of course, Balaram had enough power to counteract Keshi, but Balaram wanted Krishna to kill Keshi demon. So Balaram ran home saying that, Hare Baba, maaf karena bhai. I do not want any more your dress and attire. Such a challenge. The big challenge to be Krishna. You only keep your peacock feather, you only keep your flute. Of course, Krishna eventually came and finished Keshi demon off. The point is, this is a very transcendental rasa. This cannot be described by technical words and technical descriptions about technical. This is to be enjoyed. For you to enjoy Krishna, you need to have love for Krishna. For you to have love for Krishna, you need to be with people who love Krishna. That is why to develop personal attachment to Krishna, you need to take darshan of Krishna and hear from bona fide self-realized souls. These two things, darshan and sravanam, of course, with you eventually getting engaged in Krishna's service, will be able to develop love for Krishna. Not by sitting and scrutinizingly becoming a Vedic Pandit scholar. If you are using your scholarliness to define and glorify Krishna and eventually offering that service, that's a different aspect. But here it is explicitly mentioned. Vritrasura is explicitly saying to Indra that the Vedas cannot describe Krishna. They hide the glories of Krishna. Krishna's glories, beauty, wonders are hidden by the flowery words of Vedas. Only a person who performs devotional service is very, very, very. So I would like to end here by summarizing these three reflections. The first reflection being how without a Vaishnava's mercy, without how the Vaishnavas are more merciful than Krishna, and without their mercy, we will not be able to understand the confidential aspects of Krishna consciousness. With a caveat saying that we will be able to get the real bona fide knowledge, but for that knowledge to be fully assimilated, we need to go through different layers of purification, which happens to be the second reflection about five stages of acquiring knowledge: pratyaksha, paroksha, aparoksha, adokshada, aprakrita. So these are the five stages, pratyaksha being an incomplete way of learning knowledge, and paroksha being indirect way of gaining knowledge, and aparoksha being a matured way of gaining knowledge and experience, and adokshaja being perfect, absolutely complete way of gaining knowledge. And aprakrita is a stage where it is by the mercy of the Lord we are properly, eternally situated in samadhi. And the third reflection eventually being, with this, what is an outcome that is expected of us? We completely move from impersonal dealings to personal dealings. Krishna is a person. Everything that belongs to Krishna is actually, conscious. So it is actually Krishna conscious, meaning try to connect everything with Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna and nothing personally for us. And I guess we have a long way to go. At least people like me has a long way to go. But for sure, we are in the right, we have a right beginning. We just need to make sure that we stay put in this process for us to eventually make it to that stage of aprakrita. So in the future verses, Mahaprabhu is going to further perform a leela of Balaram. Now Krishna is becoming Balaram. In Vrindavana, Balaram became Krishna. So it is all super transcendental. Shri Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hitaya Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Any questions or comments or reflections? We are interested.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Go ahead, Mataji.
Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. So thank you so much, Prabhu, for the very, very nice class. I learned a lot today. It was interesting to know about these stages of pratyaksha, paroksha, then you went to aparoksha, adoksha, janaprati. That was actually very nicely explained by you. I also was thinking about the statement when you were mentioning about God helps those who help themselves, right? Earlier, before this class, I used to think this statement is, yeah, it is true. Logically, it makes sense. It is true. But then would it, kind of indicate that you are really very independent and you don't need to depend on the Lord in one sense, unless you put your independent efforts, Lord is not going to look at you. Something like that. In those terms, I would always think the statement to me, though I considered it true. But from time to time, I used to think maybe this is a threat to my dependence on the Lord. But today, very nicely, I thought you correlated it to the words, Yeyata Imam Prapatyante. So now it's somehow in my mind, at least it's making sense. So when Krishna says, Yeyata Mam Prapatyate Tamsatayo Bhajamyaham, we understand it to be very logical and, with dependence on Krishna, Krishna is meaning to say, Yeyata Mam Prapatyate. So now it correlates for me, just in my mind, I'm able to make sense of this phrase, God helps those who help themselves. So thank you for that. And it was a very interesting class. One more thing, as you were talking about Balaram, the first time that you have also mentioned earlier, Balaram trying to take the paraphernalia of Krishna, I was just trying to think that that's what is happening in everybody's life, right? As devotees especially, we are trying to be somebody else. And there is always a subtle comparison. Okay, this person is doing so much, so I want to be that person. It happens a lot with everyone day in and day out in a very subtle way and very difficult to correct. But thank you for sharing that pastime, because every time such a thought pops up in the mind, at least we can remember this pastime to understand really who we are. Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice, beautiful, beautiful class. As always, you have such deep realizations. And It really sets right our consciousness at least for a few days. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ma. Thanks for engaging in the service. So I'm trying to help myself and in the process trying to get your blessings on. I used to always wonder that, the same point about God helps those who help themselves, or even understanding these. Srila Prabhupada used to read his own books. So what he has translated, he used to go read his own books and say, but every time when he reads his own books, he gets more realization, more deeper realization. So technically speaking, actually, it's actually a treasure house where the more you dig into it, there are more and more treasure. We may have thought that, we have studied. I was told that His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj has studied, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita for 50, 100 times. So there are people who have studied, not just for studying. They are making it as a part of their, integrated as a part of their, thinking, and their whole personality is aligned to that. So as of now, we have studied the process of making gulab jamun. I still don't know how gulab jamun would taste. I know the entire procedure how to make a gulab jamun. But if anybody asked, have you ever tasted it? I have not. So all the lectures that I'm speaking or, we are currently doing is describing how gulab jamun is a fantastic sweet and how it has to be made. Have I ever made it? Have I ever eaten it? I'm sorry, I have not. So I guess one day will come where at least, but I have seen people who have eaten gulab jamun and jumping up and down and having all sorts of ecstasy. So it still motivates me that I should go and at least buy the atta, buy sugar, buy this, buy that, do stuff. So I'm hoping that a day will come where we will be able to cook and eat and serve. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.
So sweet, Prabhuji. Very nice example to make us understand that we are just doing practical work, but we are not able to implement it, or we are speaking in just worldly, we are speaking it, but we are not able to implement. You are so senior and you are only telling like this, then where we have to go? I don't know, Prabhuji.
Prabhupada writes in the purport, Brahma, what is because Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the purport, Prabhupada writes what he's saying. If Lord Brahma can make a mistake in understanding Krishna, what to speak of ordinary persons who either misunderstand Krishna or falsely present? So I guess I can with full emphatically I can say this, that I am in grade one or maybe whatever stage. Anyway.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful, beautiful glance, for enlightening us on how the devotee's mercy is very much needed in our Krishna conscious journey. For their mercy, we cannot go closer to Krishna, or we cannot understand anything that needs to be understood from Srila Prabhupada's books. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very grateful to you. Vrinda Gopika Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम. शिल प्रभुपाद शिल देव के चे कपिनाथ की जय. ऑलवेज प्रभु जी, योर क्लास इज वेरी वेरी इंस्पायरिंग अस. वो टच कर जाता था हृदय को. और दो 2.5 मिनट्स में आई कैन नॉट एक्सप्लेन द फुल क्लास, बट आई विल ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन वॉट एवर आई लर्न फ्रॉम यू टूडे इन अ समरी समरी ऑफ टूडेज क्लास. यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट फाइव स्टेजेस, वैष्णव महाजन्स एंड दया कर मेरे पतित, दैट सॉन्ग बाय रिटन बाय द भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, देन ड्रैग मी गुरु एंड गौरांगा. वी गेट मर्सी, गुरु एंड गौरांगा की मर्सी कब मिलती है? जब हम अटेंटिवली वैष्णव जो कृष्ण कथा आचार्य गण और शिल प्रभुपाद की बुक से बताते, वो अटेंटिवली हम सुनते हैं, तभी वैष्णव की कृपा मिल से हम भगवान के पास जा सकते हैं. एंड देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट दोज डिवोटी गिवन देम द नेम ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियस हैज टू रिवील्ड वैष्णवा हैज बिकॉज ऑफ देयर कॉन्शियस. एंड यू गिवन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ पृथु महाराज प्लस ब्रह्मा एंड लॉर्ड विष्णु. एंड देन यू गिवन एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द सनत कुमार गिव्स अ दिव्य ज्ञान टू पृथु महाराज. सो एसोसिएशन ऑफ सीनियर वैष्णवा इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट इन अवर लाइफ. देन वी आर वी आर एंड प्रभुपाद ने पतित पीपल को महाजन बनाया, जैसे नरोत्तम पतित पीपल मेक देम नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर, यूजलेस व्यक्ति को वो प्रभुपाद ने प्रभुपाद की मर्सी से वो ग्रेट आचार्य जीवीसी महाराज बने। देर यू आर गिवन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ जदाई जदाई मदाई लाइक मी, योग्यता विचारे कछु नाही तुम्हारा करुणा है। एंड देन गुरुवर्ग कॉन्फिडेंसली सब्जेक्ट मैटर रिलीज बाय इन द सर्व्स ऑफ गुरु गुरुवर्ग। एंड देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट कभी भी ग्राम्य कथा में शामिल नहीं होना है, सेल्फ सेंटर एंड इम्पर्सनल एंड पर्सनल थिंग्स। एंड देन यू एक्सप्लेन नित्यानंद प्रभु इज द बलराम तत्व। एंड देन फाइव स्टेजेस ऑफ एक्वायरिंग नॉलेज, दैट इज योर रियलाइजेशन एंड इन एंड कॉन्स्टेंटली इन द कलयुग प्रत्यक्ष एंड परोक्ष। हाँ, दैट यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट वॉट आई सी वॉट आई बिलीव, दैट प्रत्यक्ष नॉलेज। जो जो सीनियर काउंसिलर और सीनियर वैष्णव होते हैं वो प्रत्यक्ष अनुभव करके हमें बताते हैं, जैसे कि श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम की यात्रा, देन श्री कीर्तन एंड आरती, अटेंडिंग आरती इन द टेम्पल एंड अटेंडिंग भागवतम क्लास इन द टेम्पल, एंड देन दे एक्सप्लेन टू अस। सो वी हैव टू वेरी केयरफुल के आपने बताया कि बहुत सारे रास्कल होते हैं जो श्री भागवतम और श्री चैतन्य चरणामृत और श्री भागवत गीता के बारे में वी शुड नॉट हियर फ्रॉम देम। हमें गुरु परंपरा से, आचार्यगण से, जो भी सीनियर काउंसिलर से, उनसे ही सुनना है। देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द वृंदावन दास ठाकुर हैविंग सम श्रद्धा वर्ल्ड ऑफ द आचार्य, एंड वी रिसीव नॉलेज ग्रेजुअली फ्रॉम सम अंडरस्टैंडिंग। एंड जो हमें वहां से ही नॉलेज लेना है जो सीनियर काउंसिलर और गुरु परंपरा से आ रहा है। एंड देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट सबलिंग प्रोसेस सेल्फ एक्सपीरियंस एंजॉय। उन्होंने खुद ने श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम में वो लीला को एंजॉय किया था। एंड देन जो सीसी सनातन गोस्वामी, रूप गोस्वामी एंड वृंदावन दास ठाकुर से जो एक्सप्लेन किया, उन्होंने जो एक्सप्लेन किया था वो हमें वर्ड टू वर्ड बताते हैं एज इट इज श्रील प्रभुपाद की बुक से। सो वी हैव टू हियर फ्रॉम अवर काउंसिलर एंड द राइट पर्सन दोज एज इट इज एक्सप्लेन फ्रॉम द श्रील प्रभुपाद बुक। देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट वी सी अधोक्ष एंड यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द अधोक्ष मीनिंग एंड रूप गोस्वामी एंड सनातन गोस्वामी एंड भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर पास्ट टाइम। एंड देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द श्रद्धा भक्ति एंड वी शुड नॉट हियर फ्रॉम द एथिज एंड हाउ मेनी पीपल स्पीकिंग श्री भागवतम। देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द प्रत्यक्ष लर्निंग विद द कृष्णास मर्सी, श्रीमती श्री श्री राधा रानी और लॉर्ड कृष्णा की मर्सी के बिना हम एक शब्द भी नहीं बोल सकते। अगर वो किसी हमने गुरु परंपरा के और आचार्यगण के परंपरा से नहीं सुना तो इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू अवर माइंड और नॉट इफेक्ट टू अस। सो वी शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल। अप्रत्युक्ता का मीनिंग समझाया एंड बिकम अ लॉर्ड कृष्णा भी चाहते हैं कि सब वैष्णव एक एक गोस्वामी बने, बट फॉर दैट उनके लिए हमें अपना क्वालिफिकेशन मतलब और सिंसरली श्रील प्रभुपाद की बुक्स पढ़ना है और उसको फॉलो करना है डे टू डे लाइफ में, ऐसा आपने बताया। विद द हेल्प ऑफ वैष्णव कृष्णा इज वेटिंग मोर एंड मोर गोस्वामी यस। एंड देन व्हाट इज द इफेक्ट ऑफ ट्रू नॉलेज, यू एक्सप्लेन फ्रॉम द 10.14.29 श्री भागवतम। एंड यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट श्री भागवत गीता, शुद्ध भक्त की चरण में रहना है एंड भक्त सेवा, साधु संगा और वैष्णव सेवा में रहना है। आपने जीबीसी मीटिंग में राधानाथ महाराज ने बताया था कि इम्पोर्टेंट ऑफ वैष्णव एसोसिएशन, वैष्णव कल्चर एंड हेल्प ऑफ दोज हेल्प हिम सेल्फ, वैष्णव कल्चर गॉड विल हेल्प दोज हेल्प हिम सेल्फ। हमें खुद को अपने आप को स्ट्रॉन्ग वैष्णव बनाना है एंड देन ओनली वी कैन प्रीच द श्रील प्रभुपाद मैसेज। कृष्णा गिव सम सर्विस टू डिलीवर द पतित सोल टू द मटीरियल वर्ल्ड टू ईच एंड एवरी वैष्णव बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद। एंड देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट कृष्ण कथा, वी हैव टू हियर कृष्ण कथा, कृष्ण कथा एंड प्योर डिओशनल सर्विस। एंड देन छोटा सा एग्जाम्पल दिया, मुट्ठी भर सेवड़ा से भी भगवान प्रसन्न हो जाते हैं। देन श्री धाम वृंदावन धाम में वेणु गीता एंड बाम्बू ट्री, वो उनको प्राउड था कि मेरे बेटे भगवान की बंसरी बने, बट कितना बलिदान दिया था वो बाम्बू ट्री के छोटे से उसने भगवान भगवान के लिए। वो मतलब वी हैव टू सरेंडर अवर सेल्फ, वी हैव टू सेक्रीफाइस अवर सेल्फ। देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द बलराम टोल्ड अ डे कि मैं वो कृष्णा बन जाता हूँ एंड देन द डीमन कम एंड देन से केसी डीमन कम एंड बलराम जी तो बहुत पावरफुल है, पर उन्होंने बोला नहीं नहीं आप ही कर सकते हो, आई कैन नॉट डू दिस, एंड दर्शन ऑफ द कृष्णा एंड विदाउट वैष्णव मर्सी वी कैन नॉट विदाउट वैष्णव मर्सी वी कैन नॉट एबल टू डू एनी सेवा। एंड देन यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट दिस इज द लास्ट प्रभु जी, प्रत्यक्ष प्रत्यक्ष परोक्ष अपरोक्ष एंड अधोक्ष। तो वो पांच की जो डेफिनेशन थी प्रभु जी मैंने ठीक से नहीं लिखी है। हरि हरि गौरांगा कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम, श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जय, गोपीनाथ की जय। प्लीज प्रे फॉर ऑल भक्ति संगा माता जी दैट वी विल एंटर इन श्री धाम वृंदावन धाम, श्री महापुर धाम एंड
हरे
श्री
कृष्णा
जगन्नाथ
हरे
पुरी धाम।
कृष्णा। यू आर सच अ एंथुसियास्टिक डिवोटीज, योर एंथुसियाज्म इन इटसेल्फ सस्टेन एवरीवन्स डिवोशनल लाइफ। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर शेयरिंग योर लर्निंग्स। एनी अदर
थैंक यू प्रभु
क्वेश्चंस
जी।
कमेंट्स?
सो प्रभु, देर इज अ रिक्वेस्ट फ्रॉम द चैट बॉक्स फ्रॉम सुख सागरी माता जी, आई गेस प्लीज सिंग अ भजन
या
एंड
सो
एवरीबडी
हेलो,
सिंग क्लास इज
प्लीज
ब्यूटिफुल।
प्लीज प्रभु जी सिंग वन भजन।
Hey, there are no further questions, then we'll sing this song called Nitai Guna Mani Amar, glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. This is the song. Sing this song.
Would
The
you like
song
to
is by.
share for us, Prabhuji, on the screen?
Oh, yeah, one second. Do I have access to the Can you see the screen?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
Nitai Gunamani Amar, Nitai Gunamani Aniya Premere Vanyam Bhashailo Vani, Nitai Gunamani Amar, Nitai Gunamani आनिया प्रेमेरे वन्या भाषाइलो वाणी, प्रेमेर वन्यालो यानिता आइला गौड़ा देशे, डूबिला भक्तगणा दीनाहीना बासे, हीना पतित पामानाई बाजे, ब्रह्मर दुर्लभा प्रेम सबागर जाचे, अभद करुणा सिंधु निताय कटिया मुहान, घरे घरे भूले प्रेम अमियार बान, लोचन बोले मोरे निताय जे बाना बाजीनो, जानिया सुनिया से आत्मगति होइलो, जय निताय जय निताय जय निताय जय निताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद निताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौरा हरि बोल माय लॉर्ड नित्यानंदा द ज्वेल ऑफ ऑल वर्च्यूज माय लॉर्ड नित्यानंदा द ज्वेल ऑफ ऑल वर्च्यूज has brought the flood of ecstatic love of God that has drowned the entire world, bringing this overwhelming deluge of prema when he returned to Bengal from Jagannath Puri on Lord Chaitanya's order. Nitai has inundated the assembly of devotees. The fallen non-devotees did not drown, however, but remained floating on that ecstatic ocean. Lord Nityananda freely offered this exalted prema, which is difficult for Lord Brahma to attain, even to the fallen and wretched souls who did not desire it. The ocean of mercy had formerly been sealed tight, but Nitai cut a channel in its boundary to allow the great flooding waves of nectarian prema to splash from house to house. Lochanadasa says, "Whoever has not worshipped my Nitai or taken advantage of this excellent opportunity offered by him knowingly commits suicide." Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti dandavat.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Such a beautiful meaning to the song. Very grateful to you for singing that song and reading out the meaning. Very grateful. If there are no more questions or realizations, we can close the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Devadanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His praise Ram Girdhari Prabhuji Ki Jai Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you, dear devotees, for joining today's class. We'll close the call here. Hari Bol.